Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. So we had a discussion and we feel that film is far too easy to watch nowadays. There are way too many options. So Ben has strolled through the TV guide to tell you what you can watch on your TV at home this week. Last week we had
Knives Out,
or Forks In.
Did you like that? Came straight to me.
Do you know what? It tickled me again.
It made me laugh when I listened.
You know what? And they rang me up. It said, have you copyrighted it? Can we call it Forks In? I went, yeah, go for it. Have it for free. Have it for free, Danny Craig.
What is it this week, Ben?
Right, I've gone right off piste here. I could have picked loads of films. But I thought to myself, I've been picking films that I think are good. And I'm going to pick a film now, which I suspect it's a Coulson film.
Have you never seen it?
I've never seen it. It could be shit or it could be amazing. And I don't know.
Ooh.
And it's tickled me. So it's Saturday the 5th of March. It's film 4. It's 2:30 to 4:35 p.m. Dennis Quaid.
Everything he does is shit, by the way. But carry on.
Is that him from Vantage Point?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vantage Point. This is why I picked it. Now, I'm going to watch Coulson's face here. It's film 4, it's A Dog's Purpose.
I haven't seen it.
Oh!
Never even heard of it.
It's on Netflix and everyone loves it.
See, I thought it. I'm on the zeitgeist.
It's 7.5 on IMDb, Jack.
I'll tell you what happened. I think you've mentioned it, Coulson, or someone's mentioned it's a banger. And I don't know, but so I've gone Dog's Purpose.
I might have told you this, Ben, because someone told me it's more upsetting than Marley and Me.
Oh, is it that thing, the dog die? Well, how many dogs die? Is it one of them?
Does Beethoven die?
No. Digby doesn't die. Lassie does.
No, she don't.
Doesn't she? Does go down, she gets ill, and then comes back.
Because honestly, I really liked spy films. Do you remember Cats vs. Dogs?
Sure. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Great.
Very good. A gentle watch.
So when's The Dog's Purpose on?
It's a film none of us have seen. Perfect for this section. A Dog's Purpose, film 4. Saturday the 5th of March, an easy watch, 2:30 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. Maybe, if you've got some time, you could just shove down in the comments whether it's any good.
Yeah.
And then I'll be a bit more clear. This is the only time I'm going to do it, but I thought I'd balance it up.
Before we find out where Ben has been in the world this week, we've got a little bit of a public service announcement, and it's almost a bit of a pat on the back for Jack P. Shepherd.
It bloody well is, yeah.
Go on, Jack. What have you done in my company today?
So Stevie Docks, that competition winner from friggin' 48 years ago, he won some signed memorabilia, some sort of like laminated cards, isn't it, of us three. It's like our logo, isn't it?
So I mean, our old logo.
Our old one, yeah. I mean, that's how long it's taken for him to get the thing. We've updated our logo since then. Anyway, I found the cards and I took them to you boys so that you could sign them and I could sign them, and I've posted them off to him today. So Stevie Docks, if you're listening,
in 3 years' time, they'll be on your doorstep.
No, he should already have them by now. I posted them.
And as photo proof, I took a photo of Jack, which we will put on the Instagram to prove that they're signed, they're sealed, and they're on their way.
We like to keep to our promises here on Sofa Cinema Club. I mean, how long it takes.
It is that bit now of like, Jack's kind of got that cockiness of, oh, I knew I'd do it. Just be patient. But no, they're on their way. We've done it. Tick on the to-do list. Ben, this week.
Oh, roller skates. Ooh. Bad move. Long journey.
Mm. Do you wear protection? Helmet, elbow pads, knee pads?
No. I wear flares and a vest. No, go straight 70s, roller disco. I go doom, 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 doom. Big headphones, I'm off. I mean, it's miles in roller skates. Anyway, first place around the world. This is a trek, I'm telling you, on roller skates. I've gone different now. I don't think we've had this before. Somewhere dear to Colson's heart, New Zealand.
Ah.
Get in.
We've got to be big.
It's hard, this. I'll let Jack go first, and then I'll give you my logic.
21.
Ooh.
Easy. Just an easy 21.
See, I have more than 20 members of family in New Zealand.
Do any of them like you, though?
So he's going to say 5.
So let's say, if all them listened, it'd be 40. But I'm going to say, do you know what, actually? I'm going to be confident. I'm going to go 89.
Jesus. You lost your mind.
It's 246.
What?
Yes. It's 246. What did you say, 40?
Nah, 89 won it, Osman.
246, very good.
I said 21.
I know. Oh, right. Let's calm down a bit. I'm back on the skates. Long trip. Mexico.
7.
Oof.
Won it big a few weeks ago?
I don't know whether Mexico's ever been big, if I'm honest.
18.
He thought about it as well. And when he said 18, he looked pained. It's 51.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not looking around.
No, you're not. I've had enough.
I'm just doing big numbers. Our numbers keep going up, so this section's actually getting embarrassing because people aren't actually listening.
We expect shit ones.
You need shit ones to stay in there. But these are actually getting... Right. We haven't had this. My cousins live there. I'm back out Denmark.
Denmark.
We haven't had it.
I can't not.
You do your one then, because it's obvious you're doing that. I'll go 6 Denmark, you know.
Ooh! Add them together. You've got 7. It's 7.
Is it?
Oh. It's 7 Denmark. I'm not doing it one anymore. 246.
That's big.
Go on, New Zealand. Go on.
Big, big numbers. Now, the other thing we do in this episode is we hear from you guys at home, and we hear from you guys at home wherever in the world you are. And Ben, who have we heard from this week?
Well, we've got Una. She's on the email. And the heading is, now, she's done a load of stars. She's done like 10 stars. My Animal Adventure. Hi, the Sofa Cinema Club. Well, what can I say about your podcast that already hasn't been said? You three really lift my day when I listen to you. Facts I've learned. Ben, of course, is brilliant. Thank you.
That's like, right, hang on. That Ben is brilliant frigging gag. That's like season 2.
Needs to stop. Yeah.
We need to move on from
that
shit.
We need to change the narrative, Jack.
The thing is, he reads the frigging emails, so is he just adding them in?
Jack, why do you think Ben is brilliant? I read the fucking emails. That's why I'm brilliant.
He's like...
It's not been in any of them. I've made up Ben is brilliant.
It's like a dictatorship and you brainwashed everyone into it.
No, they've just gone, do you know what? Look, I can finish reading what they say about you. Ben is brilliant with a kind of okay hand emoji. Jack's sense of humour is the best okay hand emoji. But Coulson is the dude. I could listen to Coulson all day. There you go. See, I've levelled it up. Keep up the good work, lads. My Animal Adventure, it was during lockdown, the first one, and I'd just been listening to a couple of your podcasts and I decided I'd be healthy and have a walk whilst listening instead of drinking wine. So there I was, walking away and laughing out loud, as you do when you're engrossed, and my neighbour's dog only comes up behind me and bites my leg. Then has a standoff with me as I turn and the fucking dog runs in front of me, another standoff. Shitting myself, I have to ring my hubby to come and collect me. By the time he gets to me, I'm a mess and the dog is long gone. Well, there we go, Una. There's a lot in there. Here's my rating. 10 stars. 5 stars for each podcast and 1 for each of yous. Ben, the emojis are for you. Luffy face, hand over eyes, smiley face.
Hand over eyes, the monkey.
Yeah.
Bitten by your neighbour's dog.
I know. That's an animal adventure, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, right. David Goff, this is Patreon.
Is he any relation to Vincent Van?
Not that he says. He doesn't mention him. But anyway, we'll get that. Maybe he will in the email. Hi, guys. Just got to say, thanks for helping me personally look like a fucking lunatic when I'm laughing out loud and practically crying in public, especially recently with Coulson's Pretty Woman rendition whilst in Sainsbury's. That was very good. On a more serious note, I'd like to thank all of you, all three of you. While the world has been pretty shitty to us all, just being yourselves and chatting about films you feel the others should see, you've taken that basic premise and smashed it out the park by being funny, insightful, and just yourselves. You made me look forward to Mondays and Thursdays for the podcast. I think the structure of the show is great. Stories this week, film, Jack's hidden gem, but I do look forward to the ratings, especially Ben and Jack's when Coulson digs out one of his classics. Idea for a show would be Ben, Jack, Coulson, 5 best or 5 worst films ever seen.
That's a good Patreon show.
Ben, you're a legend. You're so funny. Nothing more to say. Jack's also funny, but with the ability...
I love that butt. I love the butt.
Jack, also funny, but with the ability to throw out random film facts and your reactions, especially Ben's 10 for High School Musical. Coulson, growing the library of films you've watched and started to appreciate. Parasite, for example. Mm. It's almost like we've all watched you growing up through the podcasts. Keep up the good work.
Very good.
I tell you what as well, because that's come from Patreon, you say, Ben?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a Patreon episode, isn't it? The worst films we've seen.
That's a good idea, that, if we all pick a film that we all think is terrible.
Yeah.
So get joining Patreon. Lauren Oram has written in, because I think basically there were 2 cinemas the same, weren't they? Bristol, Cribbs Causeway.
And you told her to buy a lottery ticket. Has she bought a lottery ticket and won? Is this it? Are we retiring?
she got 4 numbers, came out with 80 quid. Oof. Dear JC&B, I like it. I have to clear up the mystery. I can sense that people all around the world, the country and the world are dying to know. Naomi Bolton, winner in the Room with a View ep, is actually one of my best friends.
Ah, I knew it.
They both won. Sounds like a fix. I'm an avid listener and P, Naomi's nickname, and I are cinema buddies. She enters the competition because I relentlessly tag her in week in, week out. Lo and behold, the following week, I win Knives Out. We are 2 very happy friends. It just goes to show how random the selection really is.
Oh,
I don't know whether it does. I think we've 2 people who know each other have won. Watch this space for our synopsis. Lots of love from Lauren and Naomi.
I tell you what, though. If you put them 2 vouchers together, that's an expensive do, that.
What are the chances of that? So there we go. We've cleared it up. They know each other. Wait for next week when all our families win.
Speaking of competition and View Cribs Causeway, have we got a winner for this week?
Yes, we do. Cinema winner, Anna Samways, who's going to Odeon, Liverpool 1.
Liverpool 1? The shopping centre.
Yeah, but there's a fact, which I love. The Everton FC shop there is called Everton 2, so that the address on it reads Everton 2, Liverpool 1.
Very good.
Very good. So that's Anna Samways, and she's going to the Odeon Liverpool 1. Congratulations.
Remember, if you want to enter our competition or if you want to get in touch with us, it's easy to do. All you've got to do is head over to Instagram. We're there at Sofa Cinema Club, and we're on TikTok and Twitter.
Yeah, why not?
Loads of the social things.
Yeah.
We're on them all. And the other thing that we're on, which we're talking more and more about because it is growing more and more, and that is Patreon. And if you are wondering what the fuss is about, it's really easy to find out. If you want to find out, just head on to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. And on there, you will find two tiers where you can subscribe to us. But in that, you get it all. You get ad-free episodes. You get bonus episodes of us free. You get Instagram close friends. And you get to become a supporter of the podcast, which we really do appreciate.
And you can get it off the Instagram, can't you, as well? The link's on that as well, isn't it?
Yeah. The link's on the Instagram. I will make sure to put the link on my own story this week. And yeah, come join us there to find out what you're missing out on as the Sofa Cinema Club family and journey grows.
It's only getting bigger, and the thing, you don't want to get left behind.
The rush is on. We're limiting it to 4.5 million people.
must end Monday.
The summer sale.
If you don't want to join us on Patreon, all you've got to do is wait for Thursday. We'll see you then.
Good night.
Bye-bye.